Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clench Custom Mouth Guards. Clench Custom Mouth Guards fabricate custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinched.com. Again, that's GetClinched.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Hey, welcome to a Tuesday night edition of MMA Madhouse Live. Like always, you're going to be on with Lapaki and Skippy. Big shout out to all my sponsors, Big T's Nightclub, Eat Tank Tattoo, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Tank Crimes, Vision Smoke Shop Glass Distribution, Pro-Am Belt, Intimidation Clothing, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com. Also, Never Tap CA, Hyper Fight, Game Changer Clothing, as well as Crossroader Clothing. Guys, go check them all out. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada or the U.S., they're supporting local MMA everywhere. And Lapaki, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just got home from work. Had enough time to eat a chicken breast and hop on here and talk some fucking absolute chaos, man.
My t-shirt, dude, I'm so stoked. I'm going to wear it this weekend.
At the actual event, not at other people's events where I'm flossing for absolute chaos.
Well, let's not even waste any time in bringing the two men themselves, via Brian Jones Jr. and Felipe Rivera, the guys behind Absolute Chaos. Their card's coming up quick. We're only a couple of days away. If you're anywhere near, and I know I never say it right, but what is it, Puyallup, Washington, you got to get out there and check this out. It's going to be a great card. Brian, how you doing tonight, brother?
Fantastic, guys. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it very, very much.
Mr. Felipe, how are you?
Living the dream, brothers. Living the dream.
That is the truth. You guys, Fight Week for your company. I know things get crazy right now, especially with everybody getting so close, weight cuts. You know, everything's kind of tense with, you know, injuries, making sure that bug doesn't hit. All in all, how's Fight Week been so far?
Take it, Joe. Well, I'll take this one to start. You know, I got to tell you, we're coming up on Absolute Chaos 5. So we've had four shows prior, and, you know, there has been, this sport is amazing, MMA, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. There is a ton of shows going on out there, and, you know, we've talked about this before. The fighters have the ball in their court. They can choose, I want to fight on that card, I want to fight on that card. Well, what we have going for us is we have, you know, our whole motto is for the fighters. So we give the fighters T-shirts. We see them at weigh-ins. So, yeah, we're looking to set a point of difference and do some more for the fighters because we want to, and it's helping me because this time we had about a week ago, you know, fights always drop out, but a week ago we had like 18 fights, which is just too many, man. The night's too long. So we're down. We got 15 fights still to go, and I may have a 16th. We'll see if I can get one recovered, and it's just amazing how the word is getting out, the quality of the show, and for the fighters.
Now, for the fans out there, you guys do something that me and Lapaki really enjoy. And when you're talking about a 15, 16 fight card, we're not talking strictly MMA. We're talking combat sports. We're going to see some kickboxing, some Thai events, depending on how the determination of the ring versus cage works each time. But so what all are we going to see on this card?
Go ahead, Felipe. You take this one.
Well, you got the fight card in front of you, so you speak to this.
Sure. Well, basically, you know, what I have to do is when I'm matchmaking the fights, obviously I'm looking for MMA, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. So what I work on is I'm reaching out to the MMA schools, which obviously also offer kickboxers and sometimes Muay Thai fighters, but I'm also reaching out to the stand-up or Muay Thai gyms. And so our network that we're reaching out to is a little bit bigger and more vast than some of the other cards out there. Now, on this card, when I'm matchmaking, obviously, one thing I try and do with the flow of the fight card is mix it up. So the people who came to see mostly MMA, it's not all clumped together. I mix it up. It goes MMA fight, kickboxing fight, MMA fight, Muay Thai fight, kickboxing fight. We're jumping all over the board, so we keep the crowd into it and keep them coming. However, that's a bit of a challenge sometimes because sometimes you can't put the gyms too close together, and we've had some phenomenal support from Livewire MMA up in Burlington. We've had some great support from Evolution. And that's just to name two. I'll name a lot of the other supporters later. But, you know, you can't bunch these guys back-to-back. They got to warm their fighters up. So it's really putting a puzzle together of mixing it from MMA, Muay Thai to kickboxing and spreading out the teams as well.
You know, can I jump in here real quick?
Yeah.
One of the great things about the way we mix that up is what a lot of people forget is early on in MMA, you know, before jiu-jitsu really got a hold, you know, Muay Thai and kickboxers had their name. I mean, the Maurice Smiths of the world, he used to destroy legs like Mark Coleman. So the great thing about mixing it up like that is not only do we have those huge MMA fans, obviously it's the fastest growing sport in the U.S., if not the world, but it reminds people how great kickboxing is. It reminds people how great Muay Thai is, you know, from the knees to the elbows to the shin and how you use your entire body to attack. So it kind of brings everything back to the forefront of where a lot of this started. And a lot of people just fall back in love with the Muay Thai or the kickboxing.
Now, I got to touch on it. You guys know, and especially Brian, you know, I'm a fan of that stand-up game a lot. And with the explosion in the last year of events like Glory and K1 coming to the U.S., have you seen an increase in fighters wanting to get on your cards for that style of a fight?
I do. Mostly also specifically where we are at, in Puyallup near Tacoma, Washington, there is a new surge or a new upbringing, if you will, of Muay Thai specifically, but Muay Thai and kickboxers. You know, back when I was fighting, we won't talk about how long ago that was. It was tell y'all how old I am.
6 months. 6 months, bro. 6 months.
So I started fighting in 98, 99, and you know, in the early 2000s, kind of what Felipe was saying to take it a step further. I remember fighting on the cards, and it was pancration, and these guys were. You know, you didn't even really see it that much. And I, you know, back in the day, we'd go up to Canada and, you know, we'd do Muay Thai in Canada. And a lot of times the Washingtonians would get their butts kicked up in Canada. And then we'd go up there and box them. And I'm using generality here. Washingtonians would beat the Canadians in boxing, but they would mop the floor with us in Muay Thai just because they had that much more. The sport is older and more generated up there. Down here in Washington, specifically the Tacoma, Puget Sound area, it's starting to get, it's gaining popularity. South Sound Martial Arts, Sri Sukh Muay Thai, Master Sauhin, there's other areas as well, schools that I'm not mentioning at this time, and I apologize to them, but they're really bringing back the Muay Thai and MMA, or the Muay Thai in the MMA game. So it's kind of back to what Felipe said, there's new love for the stand-up, because the old love is starting to shed its head and say, hey, look at me, you know?
For the record, I never lost to a Canadian.
He has to say that because he knows four out of my seven losses, four out of my six kickboxing losses are Canadian, damn it.
Well,
some of the nicest guys you ever know, and then you get in the ring and they kick your ass. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I'll be honest, once again, I think that the fact that you're giving a platform for fighters at different, you know, levels of the sport a chance to, you know, showcase their skills, I think it's, you know, phenomenal. We're seeing more and more fighters dabble into that stand-up game strictly. Mariah, the African Assassin, you know, he's, you know, you've been seeing him everywhere. I mean, it looks like he's stepping away from MMA for a little bit. So for me, it's great. Now, are we going to see maybe an alternation, like every two, then one, two, then one? Do you have a plan for that? Or are you going to do like...
Well, I'm trying to mix it up as much as I can. You know, as it stands today, always subject to change between now and fight day. But we start off with the kickboxing, then we go to an MMA, then a kickboxing, then an MMA, and then we go with like two kickboxing and a Muay Thai. We have a submission wrestling tag team, which Felipe and I, when we first started talking about doing this, we were kind of thinking, I don't know about that. But the level of the guys that we're bringing, it's basically Marcelo Alonso's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Pinnacle Martial Arts versus West Coast Fight Team. And the last time when we did this, and there's a couple reasons why I like this. Number one, the guys brought it. I mean, they were going after each other. Obviously, there's no striking, but these guys were throwing each other down to the mat. It was no fake-looking WWF or any of that kind of stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you would think it would be like that. It wasn't. These guys were. It was like a submission wrestling tournament. These guys were going after each other. And the other thing that it provides, again, our whole motto for the fighters, is we put it right after the intermission. And as we all know, intermissions, we say 15 minutes, and sometimes they go 16 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes. And so the fight after the intermission, the fighters never know when to get ready. Well, by putting a submission wrestling tag team challenge afterwards, it gets the people back. Well, if they stay in the bar, but they stay in the bar and cheer. The people who are out having a smoke or whatever come back in. They're not missing too much. And it gives the fights afterwards a time frame as to when they're going to be on, and they're not screwed up on their warm-ups.
I like it. Now, this card's pretty stacked. I know that we're going to see the 155 strap. Cameron Savella Rivera is going to be defending it, correct?
Correct.
And is he still facing Cougaran?
Is he what?
Nick Coffin?
Nick Coffin from...
We're not no,
I don't
know, Africa
skipping. I don't know why
for gold
Cougaran,
bro. Cougaran.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What the hell,
Cougaran,
bro?
Well, I'm doing two different things with Pocky, man.
I'm sorry, guys.
Cougaran.
Sometimes Skippy has this situation pop up during the show, and we just have to kind of go along with it.
I'm going to school in Texas.
I tell you what I'm going along with. He said stack, and I just took a sip of my Blue Moon, and it was tasty.
Dude, I just took a drink of the Rockstar because I don't drink alcohol. But, you know, before we get too far into this card, I believe we have one of your fighters in queue who's going to be on this card, Justin Hugo. He's on your card, correct?
Correct. He is fighting for the 125-pound MMA title.
Well, let's talk to him and see how he's feeling. Justin, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Madhouse Live.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be on.
So you're going for their 125 strap, house camp.
Yes, sir. Camp's going good. We're just finishing up little last-minute details, getting that last little bit of weight done. But I feel good. I feel ready. And I'm pretty confident I'm going to walk away with the belt.
Where are you sitting at right now since you said your weight's, you know, looking good?
I'm probably about like 131, 130-ish right now on a Tuesday.
Oh.
So
I'm pretty
down there.
So how excited are you to get this opportunity to fight for Absolute Chaos for one of those beautiful straps?
I've watched Absolute Chaos. I used to train with Academy of Brian Johnson, and we always used to send fighters up there. I would always be in the crowd cheering them on, and I used to tell Brian, be like, you know, I want to fight on this show. This is a good show. And one day one of my teammates brought home his Muay Thai title, Jared Tier, and I was just like, I want one of those. And so when the opportunity presented itself, I didn't hesitate, and I said, yes, sign me up. So I'm pretty stoked to be wearing that belt come June 2nd.
I like that aggressiveness. Now, do you know much about your opponent, or is this, at this point, you know, you let your coaches handle that?
I don't worry too much about my opponent. I fight my fight. I've seen one video.
Congratulations.
On him.
not enough people do that, and I think that's a big problem on the local scene.
Oh, thank you. But, I've watched a video on him, and he's a solid wrestler, I know that, but I wrestled in high school and club myself, so I'm not too worried about it. My takedown defense has gotten a lot better. We focused on that a lot on this camp. I'm not really too worried about it. I know he's at an Evolution, which I trained there. That's actually where I got my start in MMA with Kurt Fincher and all them. And then after a couple months there, I moved to a new gym. But I'm not too worried about him, and I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident my striking will be the undoing of him.
Brian, since you have the fight card in front of you, I'm assuming you might have a little bit more in detail. His opponent, can you give us a little quick background on his opponent?
Yeah, sure. Let me pull out the paperwork. I do have the fight card in front of me. Let me pull out the paperwork on his opponent. So Luis Gomez is the gentleman, and he should be calling in too, so we should be getting him calling in and giving us his side of the deal too as well. So these guys are 125 pounders, so we're pretty excited to have 125 pounders. We're excited to have 155 pounders, but that's the other cool thing that works with this is we're going to get some big guys in there. We're going to get some smaller guys in there, and that's what's also exciting about it as all. These guys are about roughly the same age, and these guys are scrappy little guys. They're going to put on a good show.
So when you sat down to decide to put this title fight together and Justin's name's floating around, as a promoter and matchmaker, you two guys, how important is it to you to see a fighter like Justin come at your events as a fan and then hit you up and say, I want to fight on your card?
Well, we really enjoy a couple of things kind of transpire with this. Number one, the academies that are involved, that Justin talked a little bit about, Brian Johnson. You know, Justin's fighting out of West Coast Fight Team. I have a great relationship with both teams, multiple teams out there. And so, you know, a lot of times, we make the fighters kind of stand on a level of credibility, but their gyms definitely speak a lot. And so when I talk to these gyms and a lot of these coaches, then talk to them about their level of fighters, and they tell me, hey, I got a guy, and this guy is a badass at X and X record. Then we start talking about, we put it all together, and then we come together. One of the other things that Felipe and I talked about a long time ago, and I've mentioned this on previous shows, we make the fighters defend their titles. There's no, we don't have multiple 125 or 155 pound title fights. Matter of fact, when we first were talking to Nick, Cochran versus Cochran fighting Cameron, if Cameron didn't defend it, he is vacating the title. We stick him to it.
I like that. Now, for you, Justin, how important is that to even know that a promotion wants you to be back to defend that title regularly?
You know, that's a big thing because, it helps amateur fighters get their names out, and it's a big thing because there is a lot of people that go out there and they take titles and they're like, oh, I don't want to defend it. I'll just I don't want to defend it right now or something, and they vacate it or whatever. And then you have, like, four different champions running around, like you said. But I think that's great that they make you come back and defend it. And, I hope I get the chance to come back to Applescast and defend my title against some of the best 125ers out there.
Well, and that being said, you do have a good group of 125ers up in that area. And, once you collect this strap, if everything goes the way you plan on it Saturday and you're able to put your game plan into action, there's some tough 125ers that are going to definitely be looking at you in that strap. Do you like that added pressure?
You know, I do. To a level, I do like that. I like being the guy that people want to take out, I feel it doesn't put more pressure on me as it puts pressure onto them, as they're like, oh, I got to take this guy out. But really, I fought at 145. I fought at 135. I fought some pretty tough and big dudes. So nothing really fazes me anymore. When I first started, I used to get a little jitters, but, throughout my career, I think I've secured myself as one of the top guys, but, there's always that one guy, and anybody can, it only takes one punch or one kick or so, but I feel pretty confident, and I like the fact that I like to be hunted, so.
Now, with that being said, you're obviously, you know, you're in a camp that you like a lot. How many other guys from your camp are training right now for this same card?
We have a lot of guys, you know. We have the tag team submission match going on with Talon Hammonds, Tony, and I think it's Ben. They're all going to be competing. That's going to be a great match. Talon is actually one of my main sparring partners. He's a 145er normally. I have Marcus Mendoza, who's a great 125er. My coach, John Mariansky, who's a natural 135er, and he brings it to me every time. You know, we have a great camp out here, and I think we're one of the best camps out here. Like, you can't really get this kind of training anywhere else. We've reached Andy, who was at one time considered one of the best wrestlers in the world. He fought in the UFC. He's been all over the world to grapple. I think our camp is probably one of the top elite teams out there.
Do you like this with you having multiple teammates at the same time preparing for the event that you're going to be at? Is that maybe has a whole gym push all you guys harder?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. We have huge support from my coaches and other teammates. You know, everybody's getting everybody ready. I mean, we got fighters fighting July 20th, and we're kicking their butts now. So we're getting ready. We have a huge support system throughout West Coast. I like it. I feel like we're one of the best supporting gyms out there. And for anybody listening, if you want to be a fighter, come on down to West Coast and sign up.
Well, you know what? For once again, Labaki touched on it, man. For an amateur, you're talking and thinking like a pro. You're good with, you know, representing your gym. Your mindset seems to be in the right, you know, frame for an amateur fighter. You seem to be pulling this together. Obviously, this gym is doing you right.
You know, this is my third MMA gym. You know, like I said, I started at Team Evolution, and I just, you know, I wasn't getting the type of training that I thought I would. Because I started beating guys in that gym, and I've always thought if you're the best guy in the gym, you need to take it somewhere else. Because if you're the best guy in the gym, there ain't nobody pushing you making you better. I went to Brian's and there was a lot of guys pushing me and doing good. And unfortunately, my living situation changed and I had to move out here. And Brian actually was the one who told me to come to West Coast. And so I came to West Coast, and I've never been more happy. And I think I found my true home, and I don't ever plan on leaving this place till the day I die.
Dude, I mean, that's some of the best things I've heard out of a young fighter in a really long time. I hope that a lot of guys that listen to this show are paying attention to that right now because, you know, Skippy and I, we get a lot of emails about people looking for fights and they want guys to fill in. But what we always get in response is, do you have video of the guy? Who gives a shit, man? You're in the fight game.
You don't need
Rome,
a video
like,
to fight someone.
If we were back in Rome, the gladiators weren't like, let me get videotape of John and his three swords he's going to be attacking me with. They were like, fuck it, man. I hear this dude's a badass. I'm going to have to get in there and hope that I get the thumbs up at the end of the match.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys' names, you know, that you hear regularly, and they're like, you know, we want you to fight him. You're like, all right, cool. You know, I know who he is. I've heard of him before. Other guys are no names that I've never heard of, and I'm just like, hey, let's do it. You know, a fight's a fight. It's not going to matter whether you watch 1,000 videos on one dude or he watches 1,000 videos on you. It's not going to matter at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's you and him in the cage, and the best man is going to come out on top.
There you go.
That's true. You know, Brian, Felipe, man, you guys, every time you guys stack this cards up, it's great because you guys do bring these aggressive, you know, fighters like this. And Lepaki's right. I mean, look, you guys matchmake because you guys believe the ability of this opponent and the ability of this opponent are going to make a great fight and that they're on the same level. They deserve that competition to push each other in the cage. And it's great to see young kids like this who are coming to fight for you, who have this mindset. And is that something you look for when you're talking to these coaches for these more aggressive kids that are trying to make a serious run at this for a career?
I think Jonesy looks at a lot of different things. Me, personally, I kind of like what you guys said, because that's how I feel. It shouldn't matter, you know, what their record is. It shouldn't matter how many fights total they have or film, because a fight's a fight. And I've said this before on the show. Our instructor used to tell us, hey, you got to fight in 3 weeks. I never once asked who I was fighting. I never once asked what school they were out of. We started training for a fight. And the same was with Jonesy. You just train for a fight. It becomes so incredibly frustrating to hear some of these people who say they want to be fighters and they want every single little note, picture that you can get on the person they're fighting. And to me, it's ridiculous. It's kind of like Justin said right there. You know, in the end, it comes down to two guys in the ring or in the cage, and they're going to suck each other in the mouth. The one who can take it the most is going to walk out. So,
exactly.
So Jonesy, I think Jonesy looks at a lot of different things, but me, that's what I look at. When he comes to me, he goes, what do you think about this? And when I meet these fighters, I just absolutely love it when they have this mindset that Justin has. You know, it doesn't matter who he fights. He's getting in the ring. He wants to be a fighter, period. And that's what it's going to take. So.
You know, the way I see it is I want to make this a career one day. I would love to fight for the UFC. I'd love to fight Demetrius Johnson one day. And at this point right now, he's in my way. He's in the way of my dream, and that's, you know, that's it. He's in the way, and he's got to go, and I'm sure I'm in his way. Just like I hope he brings it just as I'm bringing it, and I hope he has the same mindset as it's just me and him coming down to it. And I hope I'm praying for a five-round war. That's what I want.
Love it.
Dude, I'm praying for that now too, man. I'm ready. I'm like, damn, Skippy's over there, like, he's crying in the corner, guys, because he might not be able to make the card. But I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, I'm seeing pork chops. I'm like that in that movie Madagascar when the dude looks at everybody and they're all pork chops and you just smile.
Well, definitely, I will honestly admit right now that I am a little saddened after hearing this interview more than I was this morning making the phone call to Brian, but... Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to see Justin. I mean, his mentality, his attitude, the gym, obviously you guys feel like he's ready to perform for that title. I mean, this could be a fight of the night fight right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're hoping we have a couple of – we have quite a few of those to where we have a hard time picking on which one is.
Well, hey, Justin – before we wrap up with you, I'd like you to have a chance to give out any shout-outs to sponsors, especially social media for fans around the country and world to follow you, and anybody you just want to thank. Go for it.
Yeah, hey, I do want to thank BornForBattle.com. They are one of my main sponsors. They take all the pictures at the shows. Desperate Times Clothing is based out of Puyallup. They're a clothing company. They're really awesome. Check them out. And I want to give a big shout-out to West Coast, my training camp, all my training partners, Talon Ammons, Marcus Mendoza, Ricky the Prince, Satterwhite, Reese and John, Drew Brokenshire, who's actually fighting on the same night I am, who's making his pro boxing debut. And you know, me and him have been pushing each other really hard, and I really appreciate all his help. But I'm just really excited. And for anyone who else, you want to come down and kickbox, we're having a smoker night here at West Coast Fight Team, June 15th. So come on down.
Do you have heavyweights that you need to
do? Do we have heavyweights? Yeah, we have heavyweights. We have a lot of heavyweights down here.
Okay, well,
Skippy, are you looking for a fight?
Hey, look, I made the comment today to somebody that I was thinking about signing a one-fight contract and just doing one pro fight just to shut people up.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, we're doing a boxing and kickboxing smoker. You can either come in and spar with some dude. You get paired up with a random guy that you've never seen before, you never met before. You know, you get paired up with him and you go two-minute rounds. And it's good practice for people who are just mostly starting out or guys who want to get some extra work in on those days off. So we have from flyweights. I mean, I compete in it every time. We have from flyweights all the way to super heavyweights going on. So, and we always put on a good show. We usually have about 16 bouts.
I like that. Once again, this young man here, I mean, you're willing to take that flavor of another sport and use it to enhance your MMA game. So that's, once again, it's just a great mindset you have trying to build yourself up into a pro and have a successful career. You know, you got to be well-rounded in multiple sports, you know, for you to be a successful MMA fighter today. It's no longer you can just be, you know, the traditional grappler.
Oh, no, it's no longer just that one sport thing. You know, you when it first started, a lot of guys got away with the wrestling. A lot of guys got away with the striking. And Hoyce Gracie got away with the jiu-jitsu. Nowadays, you got guys that are good at everything. And my ground game is pretty good. I'm still trying to tune in my striking a little bit, but my striking feels a lot better. And I just, you know, you got to, it's not a one sport. It's called mixed martial arts for a reason. You got to be able to do everything. No matter where the fight goes, you got to be comfortable and you got to be ready.
I agree with you. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in tonight and hang out with us and talk about your upcoming title fight, man. We wish you the best of luck. And Lopaki definitely will be seeing you soon. And I'm hoping if things work out, I'll at least get to watch you fight.
Hey, I appreciate it. I hope you make it out there, too. For anybody who's watching, come on down June 1st. Let's do it.
Dude, everybody.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Justin.
I'm sorry?
Looking forward to meeting you this weekend, buddy.
All right, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Skip, all right,
guys, I'm
going to
back. I get back to training, so it's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Be safe.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Skippy, you already thinking about fighting?
Skippy? He wants to fight Jeff. Jeff?
He wants to fight Jeff from French?
Yeah. With a tattoo
oh,
on
man.
The line. With a tattoo on the line.
Oh, hey.
September 28th, when our next show, we'll do
September,
something with that. We'll blow that up.
We can make it happen, September 28th, local.
What do you think, Skippy?
Dude, I like the idea a lot. But since we're sitting here talking titles and straps, why don't we bring somebody else in his fight? And he's coming off with his own strap, and it looks like he's coming to try to take an absolute chaos strap. Nick, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Welcome
doing
to Madhouse
really
Live. You're on with Lopaki, me, and then we've got Brian and Felipe also with us. We're just talking absolute chaos. How's everything for your fight camp going?
Oh, you know, everything's looking good. I feel great. I've been working real hard, so I'm excited.
Before I go too far into this, why don't you tell everybody out there listening who you are, where you're fighting out of, what your record is?
Sure thing. Well, my name is Nick Coffrin. I'm fighting out of Tacoma here with Eddie Blackburn and Alan Rigg with Northwest Elite.
We don't mention that gym, Nick.
Oh, yeah?
guys, you guys are, I know how you do that with Eddie Blackburn.
Yeah.
You guys
are
funny.
Well, if he wasn't
but
a
yeah, fighting with a record of 6-3, so
coming
well,
off a big first round submission there at Cage Warrior Combat. Don't leave that part out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I fought a real tough Kevin Butler out there. Yeah, did get out there, escaped with a first round victory with the guillotine. Yeah, Kevin's a beast, but it was a lot of fun to get in there and you know wrestle with him.
Sorry. Dude, you'll point at me. Say something. Now,
I thought you were talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. With this
amateur hour.
And another title
hour
you're going.
Tuesday night.
It is.
I'm sorry?
With this being another title you're going after in Lopaki, quit screwing around with people. you know, obviously this isn't your first time stepping in for a title. How comfortable do you feel this time with it being a title fight?
Actually, I feel more comfortable than I was the first time. You know, the first time was kind of a surreal experience. You know, I was a bit nervous, kind of on a big stage. I didn't really know how to take it. And now after experiencing it, coming into this next one, I feel very confident. I feel very comfortable. You know, it's a bit of a pressure-filled moment. But, you know, I can rise to the occasion. That's no problem. I'm not worried. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Now, how hot has Eddie been keeping the gym up there? Because I know one of his neat little tricks he likes to do is crank the gym up to, like, 95 degrees and then put you back to work.
Yeah, we've gotten up there from 95 to about 100 degrees. I mean, he blasts the heat in there. You know, it helps out with the cardio a ton. And so, you know, I, especially when you're going out there and kind of on a big stage with the lights on and people staring at you, the fans cheering at you, you know, some people cheering for you, some booing, you know, that heat and that pressure, you know, you get comfortable in that moment. And Eddie's worked hard about, you know, making sure that we're ready and our mindset's right there. And that the way he puts that heat on in that gym helps do that. You know, puts you in an uncomfortable state, and it makes you get comfortable being in an uncomfortable state.
Now, how, you know, with obviously the group that you train with and the way he pushes you guys, when you do get into a situation where you're actually stepping inside the cage and the door's locked, does it seem calmer at that point for you?
You know, that's actually a good question. It is. You know, I always say that the fight is the fun time. That's the fun part of the sport. Once the cage closes and you just get to release all of that, you know, all that tension, all that energy, all that adrenaline, that's where you're having fun. You know, the training is, that's the difficult part. If you can grind it out, working out with these guys, especially with Eddie and all the guys down there at Northwest Elite, I mean, those guys go hard and they push you tough. And once you get inside the cage, that's kind of like, okay, it's time to clock in and have some fun now.
Now, obviously, Cameron is the defending champ.
Yep.
Have you had a chance to even view any of his previous fights? Did Eddie just say, you know, screw it, we're going to put in my game plan, and this is how we're going to win it?
Well, absolutely. You know, we did our research. We looked him up. We did our research, and we put together a really good game plan for him. You know, he seems like a real tough guy, and he seems comfortable going anywhere in the fight. And so, you know, we had to put together something new for this fight, and we feel confident with what we've got going forward. And, you know, so now it's just a matter of staying focused, you know, working our game plan and making sure that, you know, we're fighting our fight. And Cameron seems like a tough guy. I'm excited for that opportunity because he's a good challenge. And I'm a guy that seeks out the challenge. So I think that we'll fight our fight and feel good doing it too. You know, win or lose, we'll feel good doing it.
Now, there's you and Omar both getting ready for this weekend. Who else do you guys have fighting this weekend, Nick?
Well, from Northwest Elite, it'd be Robert Armis. And Rob's a beast. I think he's fighting at 155 as well.
Right on. And then is anybody fighting the following weekend?
Well, I think we've got some guys fighting June 29th and at, what is it, Primal Fights. I know Larry Pereira is going to be fighting a really tough AJ Fuentes, you know, but he's going to rise to that occasion. I've got, you know, all the confidence in the world in Larry.
Hey, guys, I want to know where his fight name came from.
I'm sorry?
I want to know where his fight name came from. Pop the Cork.
Pop the Cork. That was something Eddie came up with last minute. See, I own a little wine bar here in the Tacoma area called Cork. And so, you know, Eddie was kind of playing on words there, and he put together the fight name Pop the Cork. And, you know, it's just because I'm a guy, I like to laugh, I like to have fun. It's always a party when I'm around. And you know, also give the bar some love, anything right to get the name out there.
Cool. I like
that. Are you a red or white guy? Are you a red or white guy, Nick?
Red. The heaviest red you can give me.
Nice.
Now, that's really interesting. Let me touch on that for a second. You know, somebody would touch...
Oh, here we go. Mr. European. A minute ago, he's from Texas, guys. Now I remember he's going to be from Europe this time.
No, I was just going to say, somebody who's in, quote-unquote, an aggressive sport, you would not assume that you would be, you know, so cultured in wine. I don't know, you know, the average person would assume that. We know a lot of fighters out there are lawyers, doctors, go to college, and have all kinds of great background. How did you get into the wine business?
You know, that's why it was a long time ago. I got into the business about four and a half years ago. And, you know, I credit my father with it. He gave me the idea. And I always had an interest in, you know, interest in wine, beer, because the two, I think, are actually really related, especially in Washington. We've got such a huge, you know, craft brew community and following here in Washington, and the two go hand in hand. I had an idea, an image. I think Tacoma fit my idea and image, and just decided to run with it. You know, it was at a good point in my life where I just said, I got nothing to lose. It's kind of the same thing with fighting. You know, just at a good point in my life where I said, you know what, this is a good time to really pursue this, and let's give it a shot. And it was, you know, been running with it ever since. We've grown tremendously. It's been a lot of fun.
You need to work on Eddie and get him to drink some better beer, damn it.
I know. I keep saying the same thing.
Eddie's choking down? I mean, isn't that Coors Light what Eddie's always choking down?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. That's just like water. Yeah, no, but we'll get to him. We'll get to him soon enough.
I think he's worried about it going to his hips and his butt.
That's right. I hear you.
There ain't much more that can go to his head. Nah, I'm just kidding.
I'm
kidding out there, Eddie. Well, watch him kick my ass next time I come to cross train with you guys again.
Yeah, I'll tell him you said that. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay, good.
Nick, who do you like sparring with there at Northwest Elite? Like, who are some of the guys where you're like, man, you like really get kind of keyed up more for certain guys, you know?
You know, I love sparring with all those guys. It's the reason why I really took to the gym. All those guys bring something new, and they bring a different element to it. You know, we've got great wrestlers, great grapplers, great boxers. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, my all-time favorite guy to spar with in there, you know, I got to be honest, this is probably going to be Eddie, just because that guy constantly yelling and screaming at me, making me do bear crawls up and down. If I can get the opportunity to maybe get a good jab in there, I'll take it. I'll take it all day. Yeah, and Eddie goes hard, too. He pushes me tough.
Interesting. Maybe that explains why Eddie has me trying to track down Kevin Schumacher. If anybody out there is listening, Kevin Schumacher, I want to talk to you. I have an offer that you can't refuse.
That's right.
Bare knuckle,
I keep hearing about that.
Bare knuckle.
Yeah, it'll happen maybe someday, soon. Let's all hope.
I thought it was going to happen a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was close.
So if anybody out there knows Kevin Schumacher, have him call into the show one night, and I want to talk to him.
Yeah, no problem. If I see him, I'll pass on the word.
Hey, Nick, with you getting ready for Saturday at Absolute Chaos 5, is there – any rituals, any traditions that you stick by before fight night?
You know, the Friday before?
The
night before fight night is, it's always pretty miserable for everyone, I'm assuming at least. You know, those weight cuts are terrible. But, you know, my biggest ritual is to just sit back, cook, have a good dinner, and just sit back and relax. I'm a big proponent of, you know, meditation and really visualizing, you know, the competition and how you're going to perform. And so I definitely make sure that I take a moment the night before and I sit back and I visualize and I, you know, go through the entire fight minute by minute, second by second, and make sure I take the time to really go through things in my head. That way, when I go out there to perform, it's just muscle memory. You know, I've been there before. You know, I go through every scenario, and that way nothing's new to me.
Now, we actually just talked to a gentleman who is just getting ready to publish, or just published, I can't remember now, but a book on, you know, the mental state of the fight game in MMA and how important that is. How much do you rely on that mental aspect of getting ready like that?
Oh, I believe, truthfully, honestly, I mean, what's the old adage? It's 90% mental, 10% physical. I think that's the only reason why I'm able to find success in it. I'm not the greatest athlete. I'm just a hard worker. And I've always said to myself that, you know, hard work takes over where talent leaves off. And so as long as I stay strong mentally, and I stay aware, I always be, you know, seeking out knowledge in my sport and what I'm doing, and I stay focused mentally, then I got a chance to compete with anybody and everybody. And that's all I've asked for physically, is just that opportunity to compete. And I think at that point, it's the mentality that pushes certain athletes over the edge and makes us all a little different, you know, because at this point, athletes can run, jump, swim, you know, punch hard, run hard, kick hard, everything. And, but, you know, it's the mental game that athletes lack, and they don't focus on that enough. So I think it's huge. I think it's everything, and especially in fighting. Fighting can be a humbling experience. You got to have the mentality to stay strong.
Nick, when you look back on your record, what fight would you say taught you the most about yourself as a fighter?
Yeah, that'd be the very first fight. My very first fight, I fought a really tough guy, and I went into it very new. I've never been a wrestler. I've never been a boxer. I've never done any sort of combat sports. Never done a martial art, and so I went into a very green and fought a guy who was just tough. He was just, and he did nothing that I wouldn't have done to this day. But you know, walking out of that after getting my butt kicked for round after round after round, you know, what I kind of saw was I thought, okay, so that's what it's like. And that's what it takes to be a fighter, and that's what it takes to be successful in the sport. I learned also more about myself physically and mentally, about how I would, you know, rise to the occasion in those 9 minutes than I thought I ever had before. And so, you know, it was downhill from there, and especially after the second fight as well, because I lost both my first two fights. And the second fight as well, I said, you know what, now I see it. Now I see what it takes to win. And from then on out, it's just been a fun ride since.
That's interesting. And then, so was it kind of like, did you have a personal thing then with Peninsula Throwdown that you were like, I need to get a win here just to, like, put this behind me?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was the third fight. You know, I said to myself, I gotta go out there now. After seeing what it takes to win, I gotta go out there and now perform. And we've done so. You know, I got caught another time for a third loss, but it's been about performance and, you know, seeking out the win and really going after the victory. And that's been fun. It's really worked out for me, you know, and also in training as well, you know, training with other guys that know how to win. You know, that mentality actually is, it rubs off on you, and it's contagious. It builds inside of you, and then it builds inside of your teammates.
Interesting. Now, have you ever considered doing a fight, like, in the kickboxing or Muay Thai elements strictly? That, you know, like Brian Sleeper, they always have those type of fights on there. Is that anything that in the future would have an interest for you, or is it MMA is really your stick, and that's kind of what you want to stick with?
Well, see, I love MMA because I love the excitement of it. I mean, you know, that fight can go anywhere at any time, and that's fun. But I would love to do a kickboxing or a Muay Thai fight. I think just as an opportunity to try something different. You know, I think it's good to push yourself into different realms, you know, give yourself a new challenge, give yourself something to train for. You know, it would be fun. I think it'd be a good opportunity to just maybe push yourself out of your comfort zone and, you know, hey, maybe find out that you're good at this or that you need to work in that area. I think it's always good to test yourself. So, you know, why not?
I like it. You know, I'm looking forward to this fight. I believe that you got a tough individual in front of you. You come in proven as well as he has to be able to win that important fight when the title is on the line. With you know, you having a chance to pick up this title and knowing that they're going to want you to defend it and defend it multiple times, you know, how much does that play an importance on you as a fighter to get with an organization that wants you to continually be part of their organization?
Oh, sure. You know, that's very important, I think. You want to seek those promotions out because it shows that they're excited about what they're doing. It shows that they have a future in place for what they're doing. And they, you know, you can see that they've got a journey and a path that they're on, and you want to be a part of it, and they want you to be a part of it as well. That's exciting for someone in my position who's trying to grow within this sport to just say, yeah, I'd love to, you know, attach my name to this, be a part, be a supporter, and in turn they'll support me, and kind of together we'll walk on that path. You know, that's an exciting opportunity, and especially with a victory. You know, if I go in there, perform well, if I perform to my best abilities, and come out with a victor, then that's a growth. That's another step in that growth, and it's another step along that journey, and we'll see where it goes.
Now, when you're sitting there with your coach, and they come to you with a fight, obviously, Absolute Chaos does something I find is great. They don't bring in two or three gyms just in their town. They bring in gyms from everywhere that they can. If they've got good fighters, they want them. You know, you see more and more promotions today doing gym shows or only picking from two or three, you know, regional gyms that they know and like. As a fighter, you pointed on trying to grow. Is that something that you look at as an aspect for a fight, that these guys are willing to bring in dudes from more than 20 miles away? These guys are willing to try to give you the toughest competition they can bring?
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. It's kind of, you know, we as fighters, we work so hard to get ready and to prepare ourselves for this. And I think we put a lot on line. And then to also see a promotion that we're going to fight for, that we're going to support, and they're going to support us by working hard to get us the best opportunities and to get us the best challenges, because they see that we are at a level where we need to get to the next level. And so they want to help that growth out. And they want to help us by bringing in other gyms around from all over the region and all over the area to just say, hey, let's get the best available. Let's get the best available. Let's put a guy in front of you that's going to give you the best opportunity to grow. And give you the guy that's gonna push you a little bit harder. MMA, as much as it's a big community, it can be a small one as well if you're just focused on, you know, the 10-20 mile radius that's around your school or around your gym. And so I think it's important. I think it's important to venture out and to seek the best opponent for you.
Now, hey, Nick, I got a question, man. You fought Omar Petty, and then you came to Northwest Elite. What was that like for you?
You know, it was easy to do. Omar is such a good guy. I talked to him before the fight. I talked to him extensively after the fight. I was also, met Eddie and talked to Eddie. The Omar fight, as much as we were competitors, and when the cage closed, we went to compete. We both knew that. At the end of the day, I had some things that I could help Omar with, and oh man, did Omar have a lot to help me with. And so coming into the gym, it wasn't an issue at all. I think we both, even to this day, can see that we're pushing each other to get better and helping each other learn and teach each other, and that's what it's all about, especially, at this level. We got to make sure that we're being good competitors, good sportsmen, and we're helping each other, and sure, when the cage door closes, we're going to compete and we're going to go hard. But at the end of the day, it's all out of helping each other grow, and build as individuals.
Well,
that makes sense.
Definitely looking forward to this title fight. I know that this is a great opponent they got in front of you. This is going to be a great fight for fans. Before we wrap up with you, I wanted to have some time to give shout-outs to any sponsors, social media, friends, family. It's your time. Take it.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, too. I'm going to definitely give a big shout-out to Cameron, my opponent. I want to thank him for the opportunity. Definitely want to thank Brian and Absolute Chaos for giving me the opportunity. But then also I got to thank, all my guys at Northwest Elite. They have been, they've been through with me. Working hard, training hard, pushing me to get better. And also the guys at Primal Combat, one of my sponsors, those guys, for believing in me and allowing me to represent their name, as well as, my own bar, Cork, toughest wine bar in Tacoma. And just want to thank everyone, especially everyone that's going to come out and support. Can't wait to see everyone there.
Can fans follow you on Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. If you search Nick at Cork, I'm on Facebook there. Definitely hit me up on Facebook, or you can search my wine bar, Cork Tacoma. at, you know, facebook.com/CorkTacoma. But we'll get on the Twitter soon. You know, I'm not good with computers, but we'll get there.
And, Nick, what are the hours of the bar, brother? What are the hours of the bar? Get that out for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that. It's, you know, we're open Tuesday through Saturday. We open at 3, close at 10 on the weekends, midnight on the – or 10 at the weekdays, midnight on the weekends. It's a great time. So, you know, definitely it's a good place to take your girl. You know, just get that out there, guys. Step your game up. You know, find a better place to take your girl out.
Yeah. No, TGA Fridays.
Exactly.
Yeah, no PBRs and Coors, no Coors Light, Eddie. And we already had talked about his nickname. You're going to have to listen to the replay, Eddie, to get me that. I'm not asking that question twice.
Hey, and by the way, I would like to give a big personal shout-out to Eddie's favorite baseball team, the Mets, for winning yesterday.
Hey, shut your mouth. Don't ever make that mistake again.
Oh, that's right. He's a Yankees fan. I get that.
There you go.
Yeah, bro.
There you go.
Whoa. Yeah, you better watch it there, bro. You're treading on thin ice.
Hey, Nick, you have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining us on Madhouse Live, and we wish you the best of luck in this title fight, brother.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. You take care. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, take care.
Felipe, I got to say, you've got just two of the four guys out of the title fights, man. This is, you know, great guys, fans out there. If they weren't excited to see these two guys fight for titles, they are now because these guys are selling it. And I love it. Dude, you guys have great fighters. You picked some great guys for this card.
God, I got to tell you, man, I love hearing these young guys talk. I mean, because you're right. They have the mindset. They work hard. They're not just somebody who's good at fighting in a bar and decide to step into a ring or a cage. I mean, these guys are training hard to hone their craft. And I got to tell you, the thing that I love most about all martial arts is these guys are going to go get into a ring or cage and beat each other down physically. That is the main goal. But no matter what their mindset is, inevitably they always bring up some sort of respect for their opponent. And I got to tell you, that's just one thing I absolutely just love about martial arts is the level of respect. I mean, you brought up his former fight with Omar Petty, and I mean, you know, he himself said he got beat down. And God, you know, what a humble guy, but somebody who realized that, you know, he had so much respect for this guy that he wanted to go train at that school. It's just huge. I just love it. I can hardly see all these guys throw down.
Even his thank you, the first person he thanked was Cameron for this opportunity to fight him. I mean, that is such a level of respect in the sport that I'm glad to see, and I'm glad that you guys have tied yourselves to athletes, you know, and fighters that want to carry that level of respect for the sport, you know, for your organization. Once again, folks, absolute chaos. You're not going to find these guys in a bar. You're not going to find these guys, you know, setting up fights where it's a 16-1 guy fighting an 0-0 guy for a title. These guys are trying to put together legitimate fighters who are trying to make a real path for themselves in this sport and build a name. And they do this by bringing great competition, but people who have respect and honor for this sport.
Absolutely.
Now, Brian, I got to ask you, you know, obviously I know how much you love the kickboxing game. I'm a big fan. What fight should fans watch on this card to truly show a level of technical fighting in the stand-up game?
Well, there's a couple that come to mind that when I'm looking at the the fight card here, but without going through them all, I can tell you, there's a guy, Robbie Perkins out of Evolution, fighting Colin Garcia out of Boise, Idaho. And that's going to be a really good fight. Those guys have some great talent. Colin's only 17 years old, but he's got some wonderful talent. Another one I would take a look at, again, we're talking stand up, would be, Juwan Jackson from my gym, also versus Curtis Berkland from Evolution. Those are big guys. They're 185ers.
They're going to go in there and pound it down. I got 125ers doing some kickboxing Muay Thai, and they're going to be, you know, those guys, lightning fast. Got to love those guys. We also have two guys that have some kickboxing and Muay Thai background, Luis Barriga out of Pinnacle Martial Arts versus Mark Whitting out of South Sound Martial Arts Muay Thai School. That's going to show us some great technical stand-up as well. The ground game, well, we got a whole slew of them from these two title fights to Jimmy Williams versus Jesse Nutting from Livewire. I mean, we got some great, great talent coming down.
And for you fans out there, in the next 24 hours or so, Labaki's going to get this fight card up on Tapology. So go out there and pick your winners. Let's see what you guys think. Let's see how many of you guys are going to be right.
Love it.
Yeah.
If you can just mark which ones are what style, that way, because they probably won't. They might post the Muay Thai and kickboxing fights, but you won't be able to pick them. Just because the system's not set up to handle that, apparently.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll have them on the program. You guys get them sent to you guys?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Gonna get it. He's going to get your card up on Tapology so that the fans can at least pick the MMA fights on there, all the locals and people around the country. Really opens. You guys should check that site out. You guys, we do a lot of work with them. It's impressive because they love the local cards. And you give them to them, and fans around the country do research, and they're able to pick their fighters. You know, people talk about the event, it gets in threads. So it's a real good way to help get your name and fighters' names out there.
All right. Sounds great. And like I said, I can get you guys the fight card. I can send that to you easily. I have it all printed out and ready to go for you, so I can just send that over electronically.
Great. Now, you guys, I know that are the weigh-ins going to be at the same place as last time at Schaefer's?
Yes.
The Schaefer's? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what time are the weigh-ins for all the folks listening?
The weigh-ins are at begin at 6:30.
And by the way, Eddie Blackburn wants to give a big shout-out to Absolute Chaos. One of his favorite promotions. He loves working with these guys, and he enjoys having his fighters fight on a stage with that kind of level of talent and you know, professionalism on it. So that's from Eddie Blackburn to you two guys.
Nice. Appreciate that,
awesome.
Eddie.
Thanks.
And now,
he said, "Have the ice cold Coors Lights ready."
Now,
you know what we're going to do? We're going to have some cold glasses of water with some ginger ale spritzers and see if you can tell the difference.
Yeah, he'll be picking his pinky up when he drinks.
I love it.
Now, you guys are opening the doors June 1st. They're going to open at 4 o'clock, correct?
We're open at 4 o'clock. We have a full bar there. You know, there's beer and liquor and wine. And so it's a good chance for people to sit back and mingle and get to talk to other fight fans. And, you know, there's quite a few UFC fighters who come to our events. You know, a lot of them are coaches, others are just fans, but just go to mingle. And I got to tell you, our last event was a sellout. We actually sold out and was standing room only. And the bar was definitely a hopping scene. The funny thing is there was probably about 20 people that I knew who weren't even fight fans that showed up just for the social scene. So we're actually expanding the bar by about 25 feet for this event.
Now, obviously with your success continually growing with each event, you know, you guys obviously sold out last time. Like you said, you guys have a great beer garden and liquor. You guys opened the doors a little early so people can meet. Are we going to start to see anything different from your organization for fans maybe outside your region? Are you guys working on that? Is that something that's a possibility down the road?
Are you talking about different venues outside of Washington?
Well, like streaming, you know, getting copies of the fights for fans to watch afterwards, that kind of social media-wise.
You know, we've talked about getting to a point where we're making DVDs of the entire promotion. We have somebody we really like. She's done a great job in the past. It's Karina Whitmarsh.
She's a local movie producer in the area.
Yeah, I know Karina.
But we would like to, we would definitely like to live stream. I mean, I'll say it right here on the radio. We'd love to have MMA Madhouse live stream and get involved in this. And we just absolutely love you guys. And speaking of the professionalism that Eddie talked about, I mean, it's the same thing that we're experiencing with the MMA Madhouse. And I think the last show I shot this out, and I'm going to shout out again. Anybody who shows up with an MMA Madhouse T-shirt or hoodie, always, that's a free admission ticket. And we actually had two people that came up to the places where we sell our swag and wanted to know where the MMA Madhouse T-shirts were to buy so that they could wear it to every promotion. And I said, shit, we don't actually sell it. You got to go on MMAMadhouse.com. So people are listening, people are coming up, and it's just awesome to watch Absolute Chaos grow the way it is.
Yeah, well, I can tell you guys that I'm pretty stoked that I'm going to be in the building. I mean, I don't know where Skippy is going off on. I think he's going to sit in a sweat lodge all weekend or something. But I'm going to be sitting right there watching some great fights. And I might even have to partake in an adult beverage with Eddie Blackburn, apparently. So it should be wild and crazy times.
There you go.
And just so you know, Eddie Blackburn said he's handing out 100 Madhouse shirts. So I want everyone to go straight to his house right now and knock on his door. He said the kid's not sleeping, so it's all right.
Hey, that's awesome. We don't care about that.
But you got to buy him a Coors Light if you get a shirt, right?
Yep.
That poor Nick's not going to have a cornerman by the time his fight comes because they're going to be having too many water beers.
Now, everything's all tailed, wraps up. Are you guys doing an after party anywhere?
Yeah, we do our after party at Schaefer's. And I got to tell you, the last time, I think that's been a really good partnership that we've developed. We actually packed Schaefer's. They do a really good job anyway on weekends, bringing in their own regular crowd. But it was chock full of Absolute Chaos T-shirts and fans and wristbands. And so I think they're kind of enjoying the fruits of Absolute Chaos's growth as well.
Now, when you guys first started this and you guys got tied with a great company like Schaefer's, to you, how important was that to have somebody there who's willing to allow theoretically this kind of crowd in their place for multiple functions?
You know, it's funny. I address the crowd situation every single time I bring up, whether it's My Fight Past or Absolute Chaos. I think people have this preconceived notion of MMA fans and Muay Thai fans, and they think it's that it's the roughneck crowd. But I have to tell you, I have an actual PowerPoint presentation that I show to prospective sponsors. And what people don't realize is that the majority of fans are middle class to upper class, high income people. These are educated people. These are people who just like combative sports. And typically when you get people who have higher incomes, they're not the kind of people that go start bar fights. It's just not how it is. And the thing about Schaefer's is they're so familiar with the UFC crowd because they show the UFC events there live at their bar, that it was a pretty easy sell. They came out to the event. They came out to my last fight and saw the crowd and checked it out and said, yep, this is exactly what we thought it was going to be. Wasn't one troublemaker in the crowd. And so they're loving it. They're loving it. I would say if I threw a number down, I'd say we bring an extra 30% more people to their bar since they've been sponsoring.
Wow. It's interesting. How important, we talk a lot about the fight game. We've talked about tonight how important matchmaking, how important getting, legitimate athletes who carry themselves respectfully. But how important is that business side to keep your company running so successfully and having those PowerPoints and having that knowledge and those statistics?
It's so incredibly important because without the sponsors, that the money comes out of well, the money comes out of our own pockets as well, but the sponsors just help take it to another level. And you'll see on Friday night at the weigh-ins, and again, we bring this up all the time, we're the only promotions company that I know of that feed their fighters. I mean, these fighters are starving by the time they get off that scale, and we don't feed them, you know, bologna sandwiches. They have steak to chomp into. They have different types of pasta to carb back up with. They have salads. I mean, we take care of these fighters, and it's our sponsors that help, you know, carry that financial burden as well. So we're able just to do a lot more. We don't pocket it. We give it back. These fighters in their bags, you know, they get Absolute Chaos swag. And, again, that's just, you know, using sponsor money to give back to these fighters to grow the sport, to grow Absolute Chaos, and to bring the best of the best. You know, Brian mentioned it earlier. Fighters have a choice of whose card they want to fight on. And this last time, I mean, Brian, for the first time, had such an incredible problem of having to turn people away. And that's a great problem to have.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one more reason and behind the product that you're building and why it's so successful. I apologize, and I'm bummed, you know, that I can't, you know, make it after all. And, you know, sad to say that somebody who supports MMA so much, you know, we lost that, you know, one of those family members, but, and I got to step up, but I tell you what, I hope that there's some way that we, you know, I'm able to see these fights, whether it's YouTube, Ustream, whether it's Sabaki holding his camera up on FaceTime.
I'm going to give Skippy the results of all the fights except for Justin's, and then I'm going to make him wait till like Sunday night at like 11 o'clock at night. Everybody will know the results of all the fights, but we'll just keep that one secret for like 24 hours, and he'll just... It'll be like going stir crazy, and I think that might get him to come out in the future.
he's doing that because he knows. I watched an event 2 weeks ago, and I got to it late, and I missed the first fight. And I spent literally like 16 hours in the studio trying to find the answer to that one fight. And nobody had it, not Facebook, not social media, not any kind of result sites. Even the people who covered it left that one fight out. And I was going ape shit trying to figure it out. I don't like that.
That's funny.
Dude, that will drive me ape shit, man. I will go crazy. I will be calling people and be like, were you at the fight with your cousin? Your cousin's Bebe's mama, you tell her to call me. I got $20 for the info.
That's great.
Well, Brian,
no
Felipe,
chance, bro. Everybody, it's going to be a conspiracy against you. Me and Brian, Felipe, Eddie, we're all going to be sitting around, like, cheers and beers Saturday night, and maybe we'll video call you or something, you know.
Hey, Lapati, you're going to be there for the weigh-ins too, right?
No, I can't get out of work in time to make it up there for the weigh-ins on Friday.
Okay.
My day job is not always the most convenient.
No, you ask him what his day job is. It's every day he calls me, he's like, I'm heading to the strip club. Every day at 4 o'clock. That's his job.
Hey, dude, more business deals are made on the golf course or the strip club than they are in the boardroom.
I like that. I like that.
Put, I mean, you know, if you were 35, single, and no kids, where would you be found? The golf course and the strip club.
There you go, brother.
Felipe, we need to find out where he's at so we can have our business meetings there, too.
That's right. Hey, honey, it's work. I had to go. I didn't want to.
Exactly.
Look, I got a sponsor who's a strip club for Madhouse, and, you know, on Friday nights and Saturday nights, sometimes I have to go down at midnight for a meeting. It's not that I want to, but, you know, that's when they're available.
There you go. Take it from here.
Suck you darn, right?
No.
Darn it.
Now, Brian, let me start with you, man. Is there a shout-out, any information, anything you want to get out to the fans out there?
Absolutely. The shout-outs I want to go out to are supporting gyms. Because obviously without their fighters, we couldn't make this thing happen. So we have a slew of independent fighters. I got to give a shout out to them. I'm not going to go through all their names, but they know who they are, independent fighters. DJJ Olympia, Warrior Strength Training and Elite BJJ, West Coast Fight Team, again, that's Justin Hugo's group, South Sound Martial Arts, Eddie Blackburn there with Northwest Elite, Pinnacle Martial Arts, Next Gen Martial Arts, Academy of Brian Johnson's Fight Team, Livewire MMA, of course, Team Evolution with Cameron's group, MABJJ Tacoma, Arthur Roughhouse MMA, Team Sri Suk, Master Sao Hin, Jones Jr. Muay Thai. There you go.
Felipe, would you like to throw out anything?
Yeah, I got a couple of shout-outs here. Obviously, we've given Shapers a shout-out. But we have catering also at the event from Las Margaritas Mexican Restaurant. They're out of Auburn, Washington. We have a brand new sponsor. It's called Pinky's Plumbing, and you can get them at pinkysplumbing.com. Huge, huge fight fans actually approached us. They've been to three Absolute Chaos events before and said at this last event, we want to be a part of it. So check those guys out. Northwest Auto Wraps and, of course, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards and MMA Madhouse.
Well, once again, it just goes to show to the product and the level of product that you're presenting to the fans in your area. I mean, when you have a company like Pinky's Plumbing who steps up and says, hey, man, not only am I a fan who's buying tickets, but I want to support this stuff. It's got to make you feel, guys, one more time that you guys have done the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I know I got to ask this. Because, you know, we joked about the September date. Are you guys already looking and working on the September card?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. I've got, as Felipe already alluded to, I've had to turn away some gyms and fighters because we just couldn't have that many fights on the show. So I've transitioned them to the September 28th. We've got a great Muay Thai gym, Tong Sai Muay Thai out of Eugene, Oregon, we want to bring up, down with some of you guys.
Which
down
guy?
In Oregon. You and I have to get the list out. I don't have the list in front of me, but there's a group from, there was two or three fighters down there. One of them actually reached out to me individually. So definitely looking for that group to come in. I just got hit up on Facebook yesterday. Looking to jump on last minute for some title fights. You know, I'll talk with that gentleman. I just shut my computer off, but I'll talk with him. So we've got multiple gyms that I just didn't get a chance to work with, didn't match. You know, Omar Petty, I tried really hard to match him, and I just didn't come up with an opponent for him. So I'd love to have him potentially jump on for a title opportunity. And, of course, anybody willing and ready to defend their titles definitely want that as well. So, if anybody's interested in fighting on Absolute Chaos September 28th after this weekend, hit me up on Facebook or my cell number, give me a buzz, and I'll start matchmaking.
Jonesy, you forgot the match we just matched tonight.
Well,
MMA Madhouse versus Jeff from Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. It's on.
Well, that's going to be the super fight. We're going to call it the super fight.
I think what you should call it is 1954 meets my fist.
Wow. Oh, my. We'll just have to make our own shirts with all kinds of swag about this fight.
Dude, this is going to be epic. Like, we could say, like, the revenge of the full-body clenched tattoo fight. Like, there's so many angles we could go with this. Could you guys maybe do your first, like, Thunderdome-style battle where, like, two – like, we could have, like, a stretcher match or something, Jeff versus Skippy in a stretcher match? Or a toe tag match. The first one to put a toe tag on the other guy wins the fight.
Dude, I think we should call it the tattoo fight because I'll tattoo up his face with these fists.
Oh, that's great.
You know right now, he just dug through. Right now, he just dug through that mouth guard he was carving. He's like, what?
Oh! Oh, that is hilarious. Well, yeah, well, that one will be all over the place. We got to get that one all publicized.
Man, you guys, we always love having you on. You know, we can't thank you guys enough for what you do for the local MMA community, for the fans, for the media. You guys bring a great product, man. And I got to say, once again, man, huge fans. We love what you do. And I'm very, very, very honored that you guys bring in the multiple layers of combat sports onto one card.
Hey, we appreciate that.
Well, thank you to you guys, all the support that you guys give us, the opportunity to advertise our show in your forums and get a chance to bring these fighters. And like I said, our motto is for the fighters. And you know, I know that they enjoy what you guys bring to the table and the opportunity to speak with you guys over the air and stuff like that. So everything you guys do for us, thank you very much.
Oh, man.
You guys make
the
job enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, they say, you know, you hear people say, well, a good promotion has fighters behind it. You know, a good promotion has business behind it. A good promotion has a fan behind it. And you guys were able to come together with all three of those and make it work almost seamlessly.
Well, I'm glad it looks that way. It's a little harder to have behind the scenes, but, you know, it's not that easy. But you know, like I said, I've got Felipe, Jay, and I, the three, us three partners, again, along with our sponsors, you guys, and all the gyms that support us, that's what makes it seem that way. And so that's what also makes it all come together.
Yeah.
Oh, well, gentlemen, we'll wrap this up, and I'll get you a replay here in about an hour when it's all done. And, you know, thank you guys for everything, man, and look forward to the card this weekend. All the fans, get out there. Rep your Madhouse gear. Get in for free. Get there early. Meet some of the other fans. Meet some of the fighters. Remember when you're there, folks, buy some gear from the sponsors. Go over there and get a fighter to sign it. Have an amateur fighter sign your ticket stub or your program. Show support to these guys. Get out there and show the fighters that the fans are there for them and the sponsors that support these events and support Brian and Felipe at Absolute Chaos.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, guys. Lepak, if you got anything to say?
Man, I'm looking forward to the event this weekend. Everybody make sure you get out and support Absolute Chaos.
And if you can find me in my shirt, whoever finds me in my Absolute Chaos shirt at the thing this weekend, I will sign it and give it to you on the spot.
Ooh, look at that.
Let's see who wants to sign a Lepak t-shirt.
Hey, dude, will it be the Brazilian green?
No, dude, it's my Absolute Chaos shirt, you ding-a-ling.
Oh, your Absolute Chaos shirt. I thought you were saying a Madhouse shirt.
I'll sign a Madhouse shirt, because I don't think I can get this one away, but I'll sign a Madhouse shirt for you.
I'll be honest,
I'm not giving up my
Brian,
Absolute Chaos shirt.
On the Wall of Fame is your fighter shirt, along with Absolute Chaos shirts from each event hanging up next to all the fighters. I've never worn them. I've always just...
Okay, so here's Skippy trying to kiss Brian's ass. Watch this. Hey, Brian, the day I got my shirt, I took off the one I had on, and I wore yours to the UFC watch party that Madhouse hosted in Redmond, Oregon. Skippy didn't even have the time to, like, get his out of the box.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for representing.
Yeah, we did. We threw a little shindig down at one of our sponsors down at the bar, and he come rolling in that, look what I'm wearing. I was like, you're a dick.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I saw the picture he posted. That was sweet.
It was.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah, we were there with guys from a couple of different gyms and organizations, like Budo Fights was there, and Desert Dogs, and Split Decisions, Heather Standing. There was a couple of different people there, and it was a great time, but yeah, he definitely rubbed it in my face, because I'll be honest, I do. I hung them up on the wall with all the other fighter walkout shirts because I'm proud to have them.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, gentlemen, let's wrap this up. Everybody, you guys get out there and support local MMA. I want to give a big shout out to all my sponsors. Draco Impact Armor, man. These guys are good folks. You can ask Cameron at the event. He did some shopping there recently thanks to Madhouse. Never Tap. CA, also Hyper Fight Stores, Pro-Am Belts, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, theGetClinched.com, Intimidation Clothing,
Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Hank Grimes, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Ink Tank Tattoo, also Big T's Night Cub, Crossroader Clothing, who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Game Changer. And with that, let's finish how we started.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.